I'm David Brancaccio. Its methodology is often attacked, as well as its outsized role in how people choose college in America, but U.S. News and World Report has just released its annual rankings of the country's best colleges and universities. A lot of the names you'd expect to be there are there. Lists like this one from U.S. News have come under fire for overvaluing prestige and selectivity, and because some schools have been found to submit inaccurate data, most recently Columbia University. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
University leaders want people to remember that colleges are not like football teams. Nicole Hurd is president of Lafayette College in eastern Pennsylvania.
I think we think those rankings is like win-loss records as opposed to aggregated data about a college.
But because their customers, a.k.a. students and parents, pay attention to rankings, schools have to as well. Suzanne Rivera is president of McAllister College in St. Paul.
But I do think that we should really understand what goes into them. We shouldn't kid ourselves about what they're measuring.
Things like reputation. 20% of the U.S. news assessment comes from peer reviews by other school leaders. When the ranking started in 1983, those were the only factor. Now, U.S. News also considers things like graduation rate and how much a school spends on each student. Being ranked year after year makes college names more familiar to students. And Jennifer Jesse, an independent college admissions consultant in suburban D.C., says that matters even more with students looking for normalcy now.
So to tell a student, hey, I know you're about to take on a lot of debt, but I want you to consider this college that you've never heard of that is probably a better fit, it's very difficult.
Many of the students Jesse works with are Black or have a disability. She says a ranking won't tell them if they'll thrive at a particular school. Timothy Fields is the author of a new book called The Black Family's Guide to College Admission. He also works at Emory University and says lots of people he spoke with for the book value things the rankings won't tell them.
Most families we found, by and large, wanted to, you know, how much does it cost for my child to go to school? What's the proximity to home? Are they going to be safe?
U.S. News says its rankings are continuously evolving. In an interview from July, CEO and Executive Chairman Eric Gertler said they should be a jumping-off point for families.
When you're undergoing what is undoubtedly, at that time, the most expensive financial decision you're going to undertake, we want to make sure that you have the most comprehensive set of information to use.
Not all campuses are included in the college rankings list. U.S. News evaluated 1,500 schools, all of which issue bachelor's degrees. And there are about 4,000 degree-granting colleges in the U.S. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.